Keelan, how frustrating was it the other night not to win that game?
Massively frustrating. 3-1 up, you think we should hold on to this. So it was very disappointing. There wasn't much said between the lads in the dressing room. We were all pretty upset after the game because we should be winning those types of games. So to score 3 away from home and then to concede 3 as well, it was disappointing.
Were there any tired legs out there? I mean, the team is injury ravaged, really. I mean, at the back is incredible injury problems. It's perhaps at a time of the year when the manager wants to maybe rest one or two players. Was tiredness a factor at all?
I don't think so, because most of the boys, like, if you're coming into the team, you're fit and ready. The training's really good. They keep us all topped up with fitness. So I don't like to use excuses like that, saying we're tired, blah, blah, blah. It's 3-1. At the end of the day, we should go on and win that game comfortably.
Is it also a bit frustrating that you've had a couple of opportunities in recent weeks to sort of get over that 50-point mark, to sort of absolutely be guaranteed safe and not have to think, right, we just need one more win, looking at these last sort of 5 or 6?
No, yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. That 50-point mark is what we've been wanting to do for a while now, and for one reason or another, it's just not happened as quickly as we wanted to. But I think with the remaining games, I think we'll be fine. It's been coming, so I think we'll get there sooner rather than later.
I mean, it could be this weekend. If you win the game, then that could be easily it.
Yeah, but Blackburn are doing well. They're fighting for that last playoff spot as well. So we want to finish as high as we can as well. So we'll be going there to win the game. Well, we'll be playing them to win the game. So hopefully this weekend will be there.
It is going to be a tough one, as you say. I mean, they're one of the more informed teams in the division right now, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. They're doing really well. I think they're only 3-4 points off playoffs. So, they're definitely in form. But our home record's quite good, so I'm not too worried about them. More focused about us.
Are you also keen as a group to put on a good performance and get a good result at Hillsborough after the last game there against Watford?
Yeah, exactly. That Watford game was highly disappointing for everyone because of our home form recently. It's been brilliant. So, I think the lads are really looking forward to getting back to Hillsborough and playing in front of our fans again, put on a good performance like we did against Leicester and like we did against Forest.
I think it's the first time we've talked to you since you signed a new contract. So how pleased were you to get that sorted and to commit your long-term future to this club?
Yeah, definitely. It was on the cards for a while. Just had to work out a few things, ifs, ands, or buts. But I'm definitely very happy to be here for the next little while. So I'm happy to get that all cleared up. And now I can just get back to focusing on playing well again.
Is that important for a young player to sort of, right, this is where I'm going to be, I can just sort of concentrate on my game, no other distractions about, you know, my future?
Yeah, massively, because up until this point I've only had one-year contracts, and you're always looking over your shoulder to see who's coming behind you and looking in front of you to see if you can do better than them. So to have a bit of stability, it'll be good. It'll help me personally to get my head down even more and work harder to do better for Wednesday.
I suppose it's a reward, isn't it, for what you've been able to achieve this year, because you have had an impact. You know, not many of the fans would have known too much about you perhaps at the start of the season, but you've been able to sort of force your way in and score some important goals.
Yeah, exactly. It's on a personal note, it's been good for me to finally get into the team, play a handful of games, score a few goals. So it's been good personally, but I've just been glad to be playing. I've been playing on the wing. Not really played there much before, but I'm just happy to be playing and helping the lads do what we can do.
What are the things that you want to work on the most as you sort of progress now? Sort of the manager may well have challenged you, you know, work on this area of your game. Where do you think you can improve still?
Everything. I'm always looking to improve at every part of my game. Just working on positioning as a winger, just working on that. So if I need to play on the wing, I can play on the wing, but I'd like to go back up front at some point, but if that happens, then that's a gaffer's choice. But just, I'm always looking to improve everything.
I suppose there's a bit of a statement of intent from the club signing yourself and Liam Palmer. You know, the attention that they've started to put into the academy now, there seems to be a real sort of movement towards, we're going to use the young players at this football club.
Exactly, and it's only good for everyone. It's good for the club, saving money, things like that, but it shows the young players at the club that they can work towards something, not just there's nothing at the finish line, you know what I mean? So it's good for everyone to be able to bring younger players through and show that what they've done with us has been good enough to step up to the first team level.
And what do you think this club can achieve over the next couple of years? I mean, it stayed up last year, this year it's been able to avoid sort of relegation trouble after a difficult start. Do you think that it's sort of moving gradually in the right direction here?
Oh, it definitely is. Obviously, the start of the season wasn't good enough, plain and simple, wasn't good enough. So the last few months has definitely been a lot better. So you never know. Turn a few of those draws at the start of the season into wins, and you never know where we could be. So I'd say we're going in the right direction, definitely.